This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former city council member, economist, a prolific researcher and writer, George Humphrey, my good friend from right here in Austin, Texas, joins us as we blast out on the AM and FM dial across the country, simulcast to the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And George is our guest. I got two callers that have been left over. Other callers have left a hold for the last 20, 30 minutes, because then I'll go back to calls. But right now, George, let's finish up with Ken and Steve. Ken in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I think all of your audience should know about an absolute blockbuster victory we had last night in the House of Representatives, where they voted 309 to 118
to defund Homeland Security,
to pass an appropriations bill amendment stripping the USA Patriot Act of one of its most tyrannical provisions,
Section 215.
This is the one that allows government agents to secretly search homes of suspects and only inform them later that a warrant had been issued to do so.
Now, let me stop you. This is big. This is big, Ken, and I have the article, and it's one of the things I was going to throw at George. But if mine says Section 215, it's Section 213 that's breaking in the houses. Are you saying they reversed Section 213?
I don't have the number, but the thing about it is that just the day before, Ashcroft had defended this, the whole act, as being and saying the criticisms of it were based on exaggerations and falsehoods. So this is a proof that Ashcroft has and the Bush administration have been using the fact that he's defending this unconstitutional act, which the House now has now trashed this important section, is proof that he's been
using
the World Trade Center disaster to bring in the national police state.
Sir, that shows how across the board, and I do have the article, it is true, that shows how across the board the heat on Congress is massive. George Humphrey comments.
I want to say something more.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, in this state, we had eight Republicans, and they all voted wrong on the first time because, of course, they had no time, but they were all pressured, and they all voted wrong, even our best congressman. This time, four of them corrected their earlier vote, and they voted correctly for this amendment, along with Ron Paul. We also had three Democrats, so it was... And the thing is that with this victory, there's a good possibility that there could be more fixed Patriot measures to come later, because this is this should be trumpeted to the housetops. This is psychological warfare.
Okay. Hold on. George, comments.
Okay. Well, the fact is that both Homeland Security and the Patriot Act are the nails in the coffin to the American Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And fortunately, around this country, people are waking up to that fact and are blowing the horns and speaking loudly. And our elected representatives slowly are listening to these people, and they realize that there is a mounting storm of indignation. And so this is good news. The fact is, though, is that the cabal that is in right now, and
they
both
don't care
Democrats
about laws.
And Republicans are totally, totally corrupt, is that Ashcroft, who says that he is a great Christian, his very first act on the first day he was in was to go in and close down the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, which was a Christian, non-corporated church, and to close it down at gunpoint, and then later on in the day go down to New Bedford, Indiana, and tear down the Ten Commandments from the plaza at the courthouse. This man, like Bush and like Rumsfeld and like Pearl and Wolfowitz and Powell, are all phonies. They are here at the bequest of the New World Order of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and we have to get these people out right now.
Okay, we'll be back. Ken, great point. We'll be right back.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Sharon lost 28 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I have arthritis, and I have a thyroid problem, and blood pressure, and Vim and Vigor has really been a blessing to me. I've lost 28 pounds and counting, and I thank them very much from the bottom of my heart.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight Central, we do this show. We got one more call we're going to take. We're going to get back into news and information with George Humphrey, our guest, author of 911, The Great Illusion, a good friend of mine, an economist right here in Austin. But the last caller, who was making great points, and I heard the enthusiasm in his voice, and God bless him, the last caller from Virginia was raising the point about the House passing, by the vast majority, a law, hadn't passed the Senate, to take out Section 215, that's where they get your library records and bookstore records, and other records without you knowing it. Now, it didn't get rid of Section 213 or other subsections, so it's like you got 100 fists hitting you in the head, and they pulled one of the punches. They're doing this because of heat on them. They're doing it because their constituents, liberal, conservative, Christian, across the board, are very angry and upset and are reading the bill, not listening to Ashcroft's incessant, pathological lying as he destroys the Constitution and robs us of our liberties like the klepto-bureaucrat he is. Now, the story is on InfoWars.com. It's from CNS News, conservative news service, and understand, the Republican-run state of Alaska just voted last week to fully pull out of the Patriot Act Ashcroft panicked and ran up there and said it was liberals lying. Well, it was Republicans that passed it because of their constituents. We got him caught cold. He said there wasn't a Patriot Act, too. Then he had to admit it. The thing's been introduced in the Senate 7 months and 18 days ago, okay? We've been covering it since day one in January 6th when it came out. I wrote the definitive analysis of it, not bragging, just fact. Please go read it at InfoWars.com. Then check it in the bill for yourself. We have a link to below the story. So here it is. You know, we told you about secret executions. You couldn't believe it. Now it's been in 100 newspapers. U.S. announces death chambers for anyone that commits any crime. Justice Department 4 weeks ago before the Congress enthusiastically said we'll use it for all crimes against misdemeanors. That was the head of the Justice Department policy there in the report. I mean, this is happening. We just take the time out to research this. They count on you to know all the baseball and football statistics, but to not know about the facts of this. Just shift into this and learn this like you did football scores, and you'll know about the New World Order. Please focus your energies into real stuff, folks. Here it is, and I'm not bashing sports in and of themselves, but the mindless knowing all the statistics of that and not this will destroy you and your family. Proposed amendments of USA Patriot Act, and the following is Representative Bernie Sanders' independent Vermont bill that would amend the USA Patriot Act. This bill is a mere modification and would remove Section 215, and it's H.R. 1157, and it's the armed and to amend the Foreign Service Surveillance Act to exempt bookstores, libraries from orders requiring the production of any tangible things for certain foreign intelligence investigations, because it's all about domestic. So there's that. Here's another one. Judge dismisses NAACP lawsuit against gun makers, which angers Governor Pataki, the gun-grabbing Republican. Now, this is Fox News. Here's another one. Patriot Act upsets Delaware, other states, Hawaii, Alaska. Now it looks like Delaware is going to pull out. Looks like Utah is going to pull out. Orrin Hatch is trying to stop that. He also wants more tuition for illegal aliens than for citizens. That's out of the mainstream news today. That's coming up. So they're in deep trouble. But I think there's a sneak attack coming here, George Humphrey, and we'll go to this final call for this half hour, then we'll get into news. There's a sneak attack here because they, in their own policies, have said, and I've heard the globalists giggle on TV, go ahead, amend the Patriot Act. When there's a bigger terrorist attack, it's going to be your fault. So they're going to allow this counter-revolution against them. They're going to use judo, carry out a terror attack, flip it around, and say, you cost lives. We've got to add the addendum, the key caveat that's larger than the bulk itself, and say, hey, we know you're going to carry out more terror to legitimize this. We know you're leaving the borders wide open and doing nothing to stop terror. How important is that point right now, George? I see a judo move, and you know my insight into their machinations. Your comment.
Well, number one, when you first get into politics, the first thing you learn is to follow the money, and you follow the power. And there is no question whatsoever that the group that is in power right now wants and desires more than anything else to stay in power. And they realize that by using Hegelian theory, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution, they can easily manipulate the vast majority of American citizens. Now, while Bush's approval ratings were up to about 84%, they have been coming down.
They hit the all-time high of 95%.
Yeah, and I think they're at about 58% right now.
Actually, in their mainstream polls, overall, he's at 53. A lot of polls show 45.
So whatever the number is, but as soon as the number gets down below the magical number of 45%, is that they are going to start initiating, and they've already got this planned, is I do not think that they will do... I think that there is going to be some sort of what is called an NBC, nuclear, biological, or chemical attack to create fear.
Well, the CFR has said Dallas, Cleveland, Denver will be hit.
Yeah. And the fact is that these people operate off the fear of the American people. And it would be so easy for them. And I think that they will wait until the end of this year or early next year to institute another event because they want to create the fear so that that momentum carries over.
And they're already setting it up saying Saddam still is in control and is secretly going to launch the attack. Then that will legitimize their war.
What, you know, they have numerous different options. And the fact is, I know that I don't know, but I do know that there is something coming. and that as an American, I am doing my best to try and share these possibilities with other Americans so we don't respond in fear, so that we're not thrown backwards, so that we can stand up and look these people in the eyes and say, enough is enough. And I think that we've stymied them for a while about their attack on Iran. I think that they realize that they've gone too far in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that we are now in a guerrilla war.
But if they carry out more attacks, they can institute the national draft. There's an article on that today.
Correct.
They're announcing. They can activate that, total imperial mobilization, to use Brzezinski's words. And 9-1-1 is clearly, George, the primer.
Yes, it is. It is not the capstone. It is the foundational event toward their drive, toward the closing chapter of this totally destroying this country, moving us into a secular, atheistic new world order. Now, in my opinion, in your opinion, is that this is the get-go, and this is the start of the fight. And I believe that most good Americans will eventually wake up and rebel to this insanity that we are being force-fed.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Steve, where are you calling from today, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from Utah, Provo, Utah.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I got a great idea on how to get the word out on your website. The idea came to me with campaign yard signs. And so a friend of mine, what we did is we put together a sign 42 inches long and 18 inches deep. It says in bright red bold print, forbidden information. And then there's a black line below that. And then below the black line, it says in even bigger letters, prisonplanet.com. Now, I've been going to a parade and working parade routes before the parade starts. And I'd walk up, well, like the 4th of July parade I went. There must have been 100,000 people there, and I just walk up and down the street. I wouldn't say nothing to anybody, but as I was walking by, people's heads were turning from the left to the right as I was walking by, and you can see them mouth the words, forbidden information, prisonplanet.com. And so I've worked three.
You can see them committing it to memory.
What's that?
You can see them committing it to memory.
That's right. And today I'm going to go up and get ready to work a parade route tomorrow. There'll be 200,000 people there, and I'm going to work the parade route from 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, midnight till 6 in the morning, and people will see it. And what's more is I plan on doing this during football games in the fall, because at the football stadium here in town there'll be 65,000 people who are going to come see the game. And I just stand out there and hold the sign up, and people see it.
Well, I want to tell you something. I've probably been sent several hundred photos of people that have billboards and yard signs homemade in their yards for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I have been sent photos, and I'm not saying do this, but it is interesting. People climb up on skyscrapers and spray paint it, and on highways and on signs from New Zealand to Utah. And it is the guerrilla war in the information ward. George, what do you say about that?
Well, first of all, I say thank you to the man who's on the phone for sharing this information, because as Sir Francis Bacon said, knowledge is power. And right now it's all about information and waking our friends and relatives up.
By the way, the neocons in Ron Paul's speech, he quotes their top strategists as saying that we've got to keep the people from the information. We've got to control them with misinformation. I mean, they say this knowing people will never read their published books or call them on it.
Well, you know what's interesting is, instead of the people coming to the billboard, I take the billboard to the people. And I'm not intrusive. I don't say anything to anybody. If people ask me a question, I'll answer the question. And I'll refer to the Patriot Act or the Homeland Security Act and how evil it is. And then I say, you know why they call PrisonPlanet.com? They'll go, no, why? I'll say, because if you don't have the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, you live in a prison planet. And then the connection is drawn. They go, yeah, I'll go to the website. But you know, what's amazing is wherever there's a large amount of people, you don't have to say anything. You stand on public property. You don't stand on private property. You just hold the sign up. People walk by. You can see them mouth the word, forbidden information, prisonplanet.com. If other people would do this in other states, we can get the word out in mass.
Well done, friend. Yeah, absolutely. Steve, you're beautiful. God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm going to work the parade route tomorrow, and there's going to be 200,000 people there, and I'm going to walk up
and
down
the parade
route. Hey,
where is that going to be? Where is that going to be if folks want to come join
you? Salt Lake City.
All right. And what's the parade for?
7.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com. Or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. George Humphrey is our guest. He has written two other books and two powerful audio books, Common Sense and Uncommon Sense. Now he has 911, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati Endgame, Your Choice, Fear or Love. And George, for the next 15 minutes or so, I just want to get into some key points that you want to cover about the globalists. some of the news items. I want to throw some other news points at you, and then I want to take calls for the last 15 minutes or so. But go ahead and launch into whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, I think the key right now is the key in waking up the American people has to be 911, because the administration and the NSA and the FBI and all the other power elite, they are all keying off of this. And the facts are so clear and so brazenly out there that the information that we have been given about what happened before, during, and after 9-1-1 as presented to us by the corporate media are so blatantly and factually false. And you and others have done just a tremendous job at factually pointing out point by point what's going on. And what I have done is that I have put together a little booklet, 70 pages with 45 color pictures, to show the people of this country, even people who don't believe in conspiracy, people, whether they're black or white or whatever, if they read this booklet that you're now carrying on your website, and I've also got a booklet on this, is that they can go through, they can spend about 2 hours just looking at this, and that they can come away with the factual information about what is being told to us, which is absolutely bizarrely false. And when people start understanding that the information concerning 911 has been so misrepresented to us, that awakens the righteous indignation within people. For example, today I was at the tennis courts, a fairly conservative club, and all these women came up to me and they said, you know what, we read your, and these are Bush Republicans, and they said, you know what, we read your booklet and we didn't want to believe it. We didn't believe it. But you know what? What you're saying is so important and so true. Now, they still support Bush, but they're questioning right now. And that's what we have to do, is that we have to spread the seeds of information. And hopefully these seeds will be planted in places that are fertile, where the human mind is still somewhat awake.
Well, George, let me throw a few points out here.
Yeah.
You're a very successful businessman, real estate owner. You've come out with clothing lines and, you know, all this stuff. And you got involved and spent probably about half your time working on this fight because you love America. And
yeah.
In this fight, we have to get people to realize that if they are middle class or upper class, they have even more to lose.
Yeah.
Because this system targets everyone and is going to repossess the pension funds, the private property, everything, and so many middle-class people think they're part of this system.
Yeah.
But getting back into 911, I mean, we reported this a year and a half ago, but it's now admitted in the mainstream, their own government report, that, oh, yeah, a bunch of the hijackers had FBI and FBI informants living with them and pay for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. Yeah, they were trained at military bases. Yeah, a bunch of them are still alive. And they just leave it at that. I mean, they ran this operation. The so-called hijackers were just there to be seen at the scenes of the crime. They've been proven to be Mossad, FBI, and MI6 agents. It's totally staged.
It's so bizarre, because not only one or two points, but point after point after point can totally turn the tables, and the American corporate press is just ignoring it. The fact is that on the day of 9-1-1, this woman in Jersey City looks up out of her house. On top of the next door building are six people who are filming the first plane hit the World Trade Center, not the second plane.
And that's New York Daily News.
And these people are cheering, as she thinks it's a bunch of Arab terrorists.
They arrest them, go to the company, and turns out it's a Mossad operation.
Absolutely. And as soon as that information comes out, it dies. No information. The next day in Ohio, they catch a bunch of guys in a moving truck in the same company that employed the first group, and they had explosives and the plans for a nuclear power reactors in Florida. Not only is this information suppressed, but all of these people
and by
are
the way,
to
the cops that busted them deserve $1 million rewards. That's good. They saved a lot of lives. And if they'd have gotten those reactors to go off, imagine the police state we'd be in right now, George. We'll be right back. This is a fact, mainstream news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're losing your hair and you haven't tried Avacor yet? You've heard all about it on radio and TV for years. Well, there's a reason why Avacor has become the most recognized name in hair regrowth. Simply because
888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Regina, Paul, Rodney, Todd, Ron, and others. Your calls are all coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Got a bunch of news I want to run through and just get George's take on. Before we do that, George Humphrey, I am carrying your it's 3+ hours. How long is your incredible audio book on CD or on cassette? 9-1-1, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati's Endgame, Your Choice, Fear, or Love. How long exactly is it?
Oh, I don't know to the minute, but it's approximately 3 hours.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit over three.
Yeah, and if I do say so myself, the guy who did the production did a wonderful job. The person who did the voice has a great sense of humor and is very, very listenable, and it came out very nicely. And if you will listen to this or give it to a friend, give it to a friend who is a skeptic, and if they will listen to it, it will change their point of view.
Absolutely. And George, it's $18.95 to get the 3-hour 2-CD or audio cassette set, and you get two of the books free, the booklets, the 70-page color booklets with the color photos and bibliography. And it's concentrated bullet points that the average American with a low attention span will read or listen to. In fact, CDs and audio cassettes in cars, people have time in traffic, give it to a friend, a family member, a neighbor, and say, listen to this. You know, to and from work, the average commute time is 45 minutes. In 2 or 3 days, they can listen to the whole thing, and it'll change lives, and we're carrying it. You can also, for $15, get 5 of the books. Or you can get for $18.95 the CD or cassette package with the 2 booklets free for $18.95. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Click through to the shopping cart, the area that says by other insightful authors. Click there and you'll see George's other books and tapes. But the new one is 9-1-1, The Great Illusion. And your purchase also supports this broadcast and my team and what we're doing, getting the word out worldwide in our filmmaking. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get 9-1-1, The Great Illusion. Get my film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Get my part two of that, Masters of Terror, both over 2 hours long. We have Road to Tyranny on DVD and VHS. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State 2000, America Destroyed by Design. George, you've seen, I think, most of my 9 videos. Which one do you think people should get out there?
Well, I think the last couple of videos that you've made is the quality. You know, I've known Alex since he first started on this stuff, and his quality of video and audios has been improving and improving, and your last 3 have been just home runs, Alex. Just absolute total home runs. Your graphics are better. Your presentations are getting more and more powerful. And you've done just a beautiful job. And so one of the things I would say to your listeners is that when you either order Alex's or my tapes or videos, not only do you get a very, very powerful piece of information for yourself and your friends, but you're supporting Alex and his group of how he does this, does not come free. He's got people who are working for him. There's a lot of overheads that a lot of you are not aware of, and it also helps the Genesis station. And so it's a win-win-win. And so, you know, his prices are very reasonable. His information is incredible. And
well, George, I appreciate the sentiment. It's wonderful. At the same time, I authorize my listeners to make copies of my videos because they're like mini printing presses.
Yep.
And that's where the power comes in, is in the people taking action. You know, my dad's a consultant for a big Fortune 500 medical infrastructure, and he goes around. He'll be in a hotel room in Chicago or a hotel room in Kansas City or a hotel room, in Washington State or a hotel room in Houston. This has happened like five times. He turns on the cable, and there's his son's videos on Access. Or he turns it on to the Trio Network, and there is a footage I've shot on national TV, commercial TV, about Bohemian Grove. But the point is, I started my fight 8 years ago. You started yours 10 years ago. And we have seen the seeds bear incredible fruit, huge harvest, but there's not enough of us getting the word out fast enough.
Yeah, and the main point is, this is not about Alex or myself or David Icke or any other leading the way. This has to be a grassroots revolution. And one of the things that I say every time on my television show is that not only is this an economic, political, and a cultural battle, this is a time of spiritual choice. And each and every person listening has much more latent, divine, wonderful power than most of you give yourself credit for. And each and every person listening to this is a part of the solution. You can all do things. You can all print out letters. You can all start your own cable access. You can all write booklets. We need every single one of you.
Well, that's what happened
tomorrow,
in 17.
Right now.
That's what happened in 1776, George.
Yep.
And we've got to have that awakening. And it was a decade of information warfare before that revolution began physically. And we're trying to avert the physical conflict, because even the globalists say the pen is mightier. They say their info war is more important than all their physical manifestations, because it would fail if the people knew the truth. Now, even their own minions are waking up. Let me throw out about 20 news articles. I'll throw one out. I'll spend 15 seconds on one. Give us a 30-second comment, and then we're going to go to calls for the loaded phones here. 4,500 U.S. troops might head to Liberia. That's the Associated Press. Byline, they said years ago, it's about getting control of the diamonds, the oil, and the gold. That was admitted. Now they've got their excuse, and it's a political diversion and smokescreen for the other bad things that are happening for the globalists. George, comments.
It's just amazing. Afghanistan, Iraq, Liberia. Minerals, minerals, minerals. Follow the money. And if you read the reports in the papers, it's saying all these Liberian people are coming and asking that the Americans come. Baloney. That's just absolute
baloney.
But,
George, the British news and the foreign news and the African news reported that when Bush landed in some of these countries, they would have protesters by the thousands rounded up, put in the scoops,
right,
and put in sports stadiums under machine gun with U.S. special forces overseeing it.
What more can you say?
There you go. Here's another one. This is out of the Charlotte Observer. Pentagon plans draft of medics. Selective Service wants doctors, nurses ready in the event of a worst case. They already told them to take the smallpox. They refused, 99% plus, literally. Now they're going to, quote, draft them. The plan's being drawn up, about to be passed, to force doctors and engineers and others to serve domestically and internationally. This is, of course, they have two bills for a universal draft, compulsory national service, compulsory volunteerism. That's an oxymoron. Your comments to that?
Well, as we've said before, is that the possibility of another Hegelian event is very, very real. And all of us have to realize that the current lull that we have right now, every hour, every day that we have, is that we have to prepare ourselves, our family, our friends to become stronger and healthier and more in love with our life.
And, George, it's not really a lull, because they're putting in the control grids, putting in the biometrics,
correct,
putting in the RFIDs, opening the borders, bringing in the foreign troops, raising $100 to $200 billion Merc armies. Read five articles on air about that yesterday. Quote, they wear black uniforms. I can reread that article. They're announcing that torture is acceptable in British courts. Have that. London Guardian yesterday.
Spending $1 billion a week in Iraq for a police action. It's unbelievable, friends. And when I say lull, that is relative to what we could be facing.
I would say that the first wave of the hurricane passed us. We're now in the eye of it, and it's accelerating rotation.
Good analogy.
Okay, let's, from 50 miles an hour to 10 million miles an hour, folks. We're not joking here. Next story, national draft for you and your family. Already mentioned this. Warning of toxic aftermath from uranium munitions. Former Major Douglas Rook, who was director of the Army's depleted uranium project, says the troops are dead and dying from it over the last 12 years, and it is deadly. Again, quick comment on that, George.
Well, 1/10,000th of an ounce of depleted uranium, if ingested in your lungs, that are both alpha and beta, which in depleted uranium can emit both what's called a low-level alpha or beta emission, can and will cause a cancer. And we're not talking about ounces or pounds. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
They're now talking about thousands of tons, George.
Correct. That have been scattered indiscriminately around Iraq. This is absolute environmental.
Don't forget Eastern Europe.
Yes.
Okay, men ordered to stay in on Ladies' Night, a big town, city in Spain, ABC News is reporting. They've decided to tell men they can't leave their houses at night once a week, quote, so they'll be better feminist. The mayor of southern Spanish town has declared Thursday's Ladies' Night and says he will fine any man found strolling about town in the evening. A spokesman for the recently elected regional party mayor, Javier Chaca, says the curfew is an attempt to encourage men to stay at home and do the chores. Now, see, it's all giggly funny. That's total Stalin didn't do that, but see, now it's giggly fun. Maybe comments, George.
Well, Javier, I hope that you will reconsider what you're doing. I don't think that this will last, but this is another step in the insanity of political correctness.
Okay, last week, George, I interviewed the 15-year-old with a 3.85 at an accredited New York college. No criminal record. Her father, successful businessman, and her mother, they would not put her in public school, and they're coming to arrest him now with criminal charges, saying it's abusive. Comments?
Well, Child Protective Services throughout this country is one of the most dangerous organizations in this whole country.
They've been doing Patriot Act stuff for years.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people of this country have to wake up is that the Child Protective Services have gone far, far overboard and have far too much power. And the only way it's going to stop is when Americans say no.
Well, just like the heads of the FBI, the five people that blocked the investigation of the so-called hijackers, got record cash bonuses of between $15,000 and $30,000, CPS gets bonuses for breaking up families.
Correct. And clearly is that the power elite, the Illuminati, many, many years ago through Adam Weishoff, realized that one of the ways of destroying the American Constitution and the American culture was to destabilize and fracture the American family.
And Bush just signed on to UNESCO, and their official document says, quote, the family's a disease. UPI investigates the vaccine conflict. UPI, July 20th, the screaming started 4 hours after an eight-month-old Chase Irons received a vaccination against the retrovirus recommended in June 98 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for every infant to prevent serious diarrhea. Within a day, he was vomiting and eliminating blood. Doctors performed emergency surgery, saving him, repairing his intestines, which were folding in on one another. A doctor later figured out that the vaccine caused Chase's problem. In October of 99, after 15 reports of such incidents, the CDC withdrew its recommendations from the vaccination, not because of the problem, but the agency claims that because bad publicity might have given vaccines in general a bad name. But a four-month investigation by Antipress International found a pattern of serious problems linked to vaccines recommended by the CDC and a web of close ties between the agency and companies that make the vaccine. Now, autism's up 2,000%, up from 1,000% a year ago. It's not overdiagnosis. The kid's 18 months old, gets a shot, is drooling in the corner for the rest of their life. They found hormones in it that attack the cerebral cortex. Bush moved to block those documents. They still were leaked. These are IQ reduction attack salvos just out of Brave New World. As Huxley said, he got it all from his brother, the first head of UNESCO. George comments on this nightmare. It's 9 pages long of children bleeding out of their brains, out of their hind ends, dying, flopping around, blood everywhere, going into seizures right after the injections. What do you say to that?
Well, just factual information is that most of the vaccines now, only 3% of the vaccine is actually the vaccine. 95% to 97% of the vaccine is a combination of different ingredients. And in most cases, the doctors and the nurses have no idea what's going in there. Empirical forensic information shows that there is mercury, there's animal bacteria, there are retroviruses in there. Dr. Len Horowitz has done a very commendable job.
There's SV40, a deadly cancer, which they admit they found in sewage systems now. It spreads even if you don't take it. And they passed the law in Texas, as the headline said, so you wouldn't have to take vaccines. That law was already there. The new law said CPS can't take your kids if you refuse. Let's take some quick calls, and we'll get back into quick news. I know some of the callers hung up. Who is still there, Mark? Regina, Paul, Michael, Rodney, Todd, Ron, who's still there? Okay, Regina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to get in the UNESCO, because as you talk about the Children and Youth Services, under this UNESCO, which Mr. Ron Paul is trying desperately to rid us of paying for, even though...
Well, they just defunded it in the House.
They defunded UNESCO? The vote's been coming?
The AP reported last week that they stripped the funding.
Well, that's good news.
I didn't get any record of that. I got a American Policy Center an alert yesterday on H.R. 2799, Department of Commerce, Justice.
There may be other bills to try to fund it. Okay.
And Judiciary Appropriations. They did the U.N., and I sent you the roll call count. They did on stop funding at U.N., so it's 74 that voted with Ron Paul to stop the funding of the U.N., and I was hoping you'd get a chance to look at the roll call vote on that, Alex, because it was real interesting.
Okay, real quick, Regina.
This is, right now, they appear to be back to this bill, the Commerce State Justice Judiciary Appropriations Act, H.R. 2799. Stop the United States from funding and rejoining UNESCO. You need to support the Ron Paul Amendment. To do this under H.R. 2799, talking about the children and youth, UNESCO meddles in the education affairs of its member countries and continues to attempt to construct a global school curriculum for American schools, including...
Yeah, they're funding the child grabbing. Thanks for the call, Regina. Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Go today.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm here in Austin, actually, and I've got a local question specifically for you, George. Mm-hmm. You probably still have some connections and friends on the city council and know people in the city government. And I've been watching all these cameras go up on South Mopac.
Isn't it amazing?
And what are you talking about? They're in my neighborhood.
Yeah. There's one that's on top of what's going to be an Amber Alert sign. I know that for sure. And I tell my friends about it, and they just say, well, it's for highway control and this, that, and the other. And then last week I went under the intersection of Mopac and Bee Cave, and there's 8 new cameras.
Right, sir, right. They're in neighborhoods now with microphones.
And they're pointing down. Couldn't be for traffic control because it's pointing. Each one is pointed to where it can film whoever's in the driver's seat of that particular lane.
That, DARPA said 2 weeks ago the Pentagon's face scanning you.
Yeah,
this
they are face scanning. And the amazing thing is I went down to the Austin City Council yesterday to try to hand deliver a letter. I'm a former city council member. I couldn't even get in to the Austin City Council, to the building. They have a big old, and I'm not against the policeman. He's just doing his job.
Well, they're turning into armored sacred police compounds.
You can't even talk to your council members. They informed me that I had to go 3 miles away and deliver this to an office 3 miles away. And when you cannot even talk and hand-deliver a letter...
Stay there. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days. So why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit card balances, car loans, and other debt has never been better. And no one makes it easier than the Credit People. The Credit People offers homeowners consolidation loans that lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Fixed rates start as low as 5.25%. Slow credit? Bad credit? No problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no points or tack-on charges. Since interest rates have dropped, the Credit People has helped thousands of homeowners consolidate almost $1 billion in loan debt. If you're a homeowner and have outstanding debt, call the Credit People right now at 1-800-794-2858 and find out how much you can save today. We can take your information over the phone and forward you a completed application same day. Call the Credit People at 1-800-794-2858. Don't miss this opportunity. Call now, 1-800-794-2858. 1-800-794-2858.
The government is insulating itself, surrounding itself by armored compounds, the police stations, the prisons, the FEMA command centers. They admit they have a concentration camp facility at the old airport. Fox News locally had articles and video of it in my film, The Takeover, before 911, folks. This is the control grid. In Georgia, a former city councilman, when you can't get into the city council building, when you got to go to some other facility, when they end citizens' communications effectively, it's tyranny, and it's happening everywhere. Go ahead and finish your comments.
Yeah, and the point is that most of these council members, this information is so much bigger than that what they realize. They're just being carried along.
Yeah, the city manager just says, this is the new thing for you.
Yeah, it's not the city manager initiating it. There are people who are higher up. Our present city manager is a good person, but I don't think she sees the whole deal. And standing up to the momentum is a very difficult thing to do.
So you couldn't even get in the building, and there's a cop in his black combat boots saying, move along, Slade.
And so what I am encouraging every person, whether you're in Austin, Texas, or in Schenectady, or in Portland, is go to your local officials. Take them Alex's tapes. Take them my books and tapes. Talk to them. And just give them the information and realize it's going to be very, very difficult for them to understand this and get it.
They need to be knee-deep in your books and my books and my videos. In fact, we never gave this out this hour. We talked about it. If you want his new CD, book on tape, or the books, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free right now, 1-888-253-3139, and it's 911, The Great Illusion, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You know, the city councilwoman came and said she was afraid of the Patriot Act and concerned they were going to pass something. That never happened, George.
Yeah, and Jackie, I think, got swallowed up by the others. And we're going to get back with others down there to encourage them to do what they've done in Alaska and Hawaii. But the most important thing that I can say to the listeners right now is that we have a little luxury of time at this moment. Each and every one of you, I would encourage you to educate yourself and then to go down in prayer and realize, again, this is not just a political or an economic battle. This is a time of spiritual choice.
Now, this, George, is the Illuminati attacking, and I want to take a final call here, but
and each person has to stand up right now.
Yeah, they do. You got to stand up right now. And you have got to confront these people with the facts in love and let them know what's happening. It's got to be done now, folks. This is life or death situation. Let's take one call from Boston. Is it Kevin from Boston? Go ahead. You're our last caller. Quickly.
Thank you, Alex. Hi, George.
Hi, Kevin.
I had two quick things. When you talk about them potentially having a nuclear, chemical, biological attack coming, I'm thinking that of like their how thin their control is paper thin right now. Because
the CFR is setting it up to clamp down cities, to put us in sports stadiums. It's admitted Bush has a new $6+ billion forced injection thing called BioShield to build level 4 bioweapons labs everywhere. It is hell on earth they're building.
People are turning, and I picture Boris Yeltsin standing up and the people rallying against the Soviet Union as they exposed their weakness. And these desperate acts exposed that they're vulnerable. And I'm wondering, does he have any knowledge of, like I read in Skolnick had suggested that there was flag officers organizing some resistance.
No, I don't
buy any
that.
Help in Washington?
That's, real quick, George, you've got 30 seconds.
Well, the fact is that we don't know. What we do know is that something is coming, and we have to prepare ourselves.
Yeah, the globalists are saying bigger attacks are coming. We're going to take all your rights. Foreign troops are going to help. We've hired a $200 billion mercenary army to help. Time Corps is here to help. Wake up. They're putting cameras in my neighborhood with microphones. That's in the mainstream news. George, I want to thank you for coming on. God bless you, brother.
Thank you very much.
And really, George, can we have you back up soon?
Oh, I'd love to.
You are wonderful. Great bouncing ideas back and forth. You see very clearly, my friend, and dive deeply. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.